1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The discovery of more classified documents at President Biden's home in Delaware is now fueling Republicans' plans for investigations. CBS's Skylar Henry's at the White House.
Democrats note while there are similarities in terms of the mishandling of documents, the scale and scope are different, in addition to the willingness of President Biden to turn over what was found.
Mr. Biden spoke about our democracy at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church today to mark Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
The battle for the soul of this nation is perennial. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant struggle between hope and fear, kindness and cruelty, justice and injustice. Against those who traffic in racism, extremism, and insurrection.
He called Dr. King a warrior for justice and says we should pay attention to his legacy. A close call at JFK in New York. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Delta's Boeing 737 carrying 145 passengers and six crew members was headed to the Dominican Republic from New York. The 137 passengers and 14 crew members on board American's Boeing 777 were flying to the UK. CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt.
The American Airlines 777 was apparently instructed to taxi to runway 4 left. It appears that that airplane did not make the right turn, but instead continued across an active runway.
There weren't any reports of serious injuries, but passengers were thrust forward from the abrupt stop. California is bracing for more severe storms. CBS's Danya Backus is in L.A.
Many rivers remain dangerously close to flooding communities. And it's not just the rain. Powerful winds toppled a big rig on San Francisco's iconic Golden Gate Bridge, snarling traffic for hours. In the Sierra Nevada, whiteout conditions triggered road closures, and a wall of snow blanketed the region with up to 3 more feet expected.
The Buffalo Bills have a lot to celebrate tonight. They're in the playoffs after beating the Dolphins 34-31 in a wild card game, and they got to see Bills safety DeMar Hamlin yesterday. Cornerback Tre'Davious White.
Just to see him, just to see the smile, and just to touch him, you know what I mean? Just to see what he experienced the last 2 weeks, man. So it was great to see him. It gave us a lot of juice too. So that was a great sight to see.
Hamlin still recovering from cardiac arrest.
3, 2, 1.
NASA launched a SpaceX rocket tonight from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It is on a classified mission now for the U.S. Space Force. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows around 33. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
on either because they don't make the same sound. But alley owners say string pins are cheaper to use and maintain, and the average bowler doesn't notice the difference. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Avatar, The Way of Water, is still dominating at the box office. It made another $31 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Second place went to killer doll horror flick Megan, which made nearly $18 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stop on the dirt.
Fly, that is Future Bullet. You are here on Max and Kevy, and I am Rocker here with you till midnight. Before that, Common Threads, Woo Without Flair, and that started off Max and Kevy. Hey, we have the $1 million giveaway here at Civic Media. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations and doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with our Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the application date Thursday, January 26th only. It starts at 9 a.m. on January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be part of the conversation and happening there. Full details at civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everybody know that you heard about that on Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Radio. Right now, let's keep it rolling. We have some Cold Black River, Feast of the Undead. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Stride and you feel that you might.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
up, minions and mortals? This is Fang von Rathenstein, lead singer of the most metal band on earth, the Lords of the Trident, and you are currently unplugged from politics on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Talk!
the most metal band on earth. That is Madison's Lord of the Trident. That's from their first album, Chains on Fire, in 2011. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, we heard Flying Fuzz. And Flying Fuzz, they're going to be doing a show. They're going to be supporting the Nile Club for their CD release party with Lunar Moth and Shuby. That's going to be January 21st at the Rigby in Madison. Kicking off that set was Cold Black River, Feast of the Undead. We'll be right back in just a moment.
CBS News Brief. President Biden took time to honor Martin Luther King Jr. ahead of the holiday, becoming the first sitting president to go to Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
Thank you for the honor of inviting me to be called to America's Freedom Church.
While Republicans plan their own House investigation into the president's handling of classified documents during his time as vice president, Democrats say he's been cooperative. Still, the mishandling allegation has Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee worried.
I'd like to know what these documents were. I'd like to know what the IC's assessment is, whether there was any risk of exposure and what the harm would be and whether any mitigation needs to be done.
He was on ABC. In Nepal, where it is daytime now, searchers are going through the wreckage of a Yeti Airlines plane. It crashed early today after taking off for a short flight to a resort. At least 68 people were killed. Several are still missing. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Bert Funnel, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people!
Come on down into my bed.
This is Nick from The First Rule. You're listening to Max Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Something new. Man, you just walked in.
Okay. I gotta get a different job. I'm getting too old for this.
Put your hands up!
Is Sir No Sir Play for Keeps here on Max and Kevy. Before that, Alternative Radio out of Milwaukee, Baby Let Me Know. They're going to be playing down in Chicago next week, so I'll keep you posted when they're back in the Mad City or Milwaukee area again. The First Rule out of Janesville, they were before that with Little Miss Narcissist, there's the name of that song. And we open that up with the Fiendish Phantoms and Ed. I'm Rocker, this is Maxine Kevy. Right now, coming up, the Skin Tones are going to be releasing their fourth album, the first one in 15 years. And they're going to be releasing it on March 31st, playing a show with the Pimps. It's going to be online. We're still waiting for some of the info to come out on that. But we got a little bit of time right now. Let's listen to some brand new Skin Tones. This is Played in America. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
We'll be right back. I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
A new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.